Hey everyone, it's After Dark, Long Box Heroes, episode 34.
34 already?
Mm-hmm, 34 already. It's doing well. I like being able to see how many people are listening.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And checking us out.
Yep, because I love doing this. You never know what it's going to be about.
Right. And actually, I had an agenda coming into this today.
Okay.
But your agenda sort of kind of lines up with my agenda.
Okay.
As we're recording these in line, we're not a week ahead.
Right.
It's less confusing, so we could talk about more current things and not confuse the listenership, since there is more of a listenership, if any of this makes any sense.
Yes, and also I was thinking about that, too. It makes it easier for us to promote it. Because
yes.
I don't have to remember what I said 2 weeks ago.
Right, like every time that an episode comes up, it's like, I don't remember what this episode was about.
Yeah, it'll be like, somebody be like, oh, that was one of the funniest ones I've heard. And I'm like, let me go back and see what we did.
You weren't actually listening to them, were you?
No, I did go back. I forget what one I listened to because I was looking for some information that we had talked about to go look something up, but that's about it.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, you know, and obviously we get into things here. We actually have three reviews up for the show for After Dark already.
Three of them, and we know how good reviews are on iTunes.
Right. Listen, I wanted 100 reviews within a week, so they'd have no choice to put us at the top. But this isn't the show where we read the iTunes reviews. That's on the real show, and we actually do have a real iTunes review. But thanks to everyone who leaves an iTunes review, clicks on 5 stars, blah, 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 blah. So, over the last couple days, Todd has had an extra amount of wrestling tweets.
Yes, I have.
Yes. So whether it was comparing which members of the WWE roster or which members of the Doctor Who's.
Yes. I thought that was ingenious, by the way.
That was good. That was, some inspired, thinking on your part. Mm-hmm. But then there was the one that you had, which was, about how your distaste, your displeasure over Kevin Owens losing, the NXT title in Japan to Finn Balor, as you spelled it.
Did I get it wrong?
Yes, you did.
How do you spell it?
It's just Balor.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking Baytor, so.
Right.
But anyway, who cares? He's the who cares about this equation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get to that. Well, go ahead.
But no, actually, so Finn Balor, if you go and you do some digging over the last couple of weeks on the episodes of NXT, they had been building him up of like, who is Finn Balor? Mm-hmm. And like giving you a little backstory and like how he's addicted to like buying and collecting Lego sets and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever seen him wrestle or you saw the clips of him beating Kevin Owens for the NXT strap, how he had like all the crazy body paint on.
Yes, I actually, there's a whole story behind this of how the fancy gentleman walked me through Kevin Owens' quick career in NXT.
Oh, okay.
Caught up. And,
all right.
And a quick thing on Finn Balor.
Yes.
I think he cheated by biting Kevin Owens with that mouth he had painted on his chest.
Oh, boy.
I think that should be illegal, and she should be disqualified.
Well, Finn, as long as he broke by 5, though.
Oh, okay.
You have until 5.
Okay.
You have to break at 4, you get disqualified.
True. I guess those are the rules. I don't know.
Those are the rules of professional wrestling.
Okay, you would know them better than I would.
But he actually, Finn, and again, I can only imagine what, the fancy gentleman told you about Kevin Owens' career. Anywho, Finn Balor had a very extensive career, prior to this, as Prince Devitt was his name prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, actually, he was a very big star. He's actually from Ireland. Went to Japan and was like a huge star in Japan for many, many years. And he, did the body paint relatively, you know, for like the big shows and stuff that they would have there. But it wouldn't just be like the demon. Like he had like a one that it was done up as Venom and one that was done up as Carnage and one that was done up like the Joker and blah, 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 all sorts of different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, then you had said that as now that Kevin Owens has lost the NXT title, you know, once he's on Raw, that's what you'll watch all the time.
Right.
Well, he's been on Raw all the time since this whole thing with him and John Cena started.
Right, because this is how it all started. Is all right. I think I've told the story on a past After Dark. was that the fancy gentleman was like, do you want to see a guy that will make you think me and you can wrestle?
And that was Kevin Owens.
That was Kevin Owens. And I was like, holy crap, who is this guy? Right?
Yes.
And it would just be that I was going over to watch Game of Thrones every, like, Sunday. So it seemed like WWE had, like, 5 pay-per-views in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, they were just, like, doubling up. So I was like, man, am I watching, like, you, like, TiVoing Raw? He's like, no, these are pay-per-views and stuff like that. And I just immediately glommed on to Kevin Owens. I think I've discussed it. Silver and black. He is the Raiders of wrestling. He has silver and black.
Right.
He has his own phrase, which is fight Kevin fight.
Yes.
And the Raiders have just win baby. So it's a 3-word phrase. I'm cool with that, making that work. And he's really disrespectful, like not shaking Cena's hand. I'm like, this guy is killing me. This is everything I loved back in the day about wrestling. And yeah. I could see him going places. With, like, I never think the way you do about the way wrestlers should go. But I see him, you can make him another Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't have to be a face or all comers. If he wants to beat up another villain, let him do it. If he wants to beat up another babyface, let him do it. Just, he's like, I'm here to win that belt and get rich. That's kind of my take on it. But then.
Right, because he's got a wife and kid at home.
Exactly.
2 kids, actually.
2 kids until a year and a half or 2 years from now, he's dating a diva. Isn't that how it works?
Oh boy.
I don't know.
Listen. I don't know Kevin Owens as well as some other people do or other people do, and I've never met his wife. I certainly hope that doesn't happen.
No, I'm only kidding, but that does kind of happen, like, in all...
It certainly seems to be par for the course.
Right.
It,
well, even in any entertainment field where you get rich and you, like, you're like, oh, I feel like, you know, my high school sweetheart, you know, I can have this, you know, a 12 out of 10, you know, stuff like that. But he ended up showing me this weekend. I was telling him, I'm like, oh, I really liked all that Kevin Owens stuff. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he didn't tell me anything. And he goes, I go, man, when he drops that belt at NXT, he is going up to the WWE. So yeah. I'll give the fancy gentleman credit. He waits about 10 minutes, right? And he goes, do you want to see a really good match with Kevin Owens?
Oh, he suckered you in.
Yep. He played the no spoiler card. He's like, this was a, and I was like, yeah, I'll watch a Kevin Owens match any chance I can get. He goes, okay. So he does it. And then I was like, and he drops the belt. And I'm like,
oh, it's the match from Japan where, like, the people come with the flowers throws the flowers out of the ring.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. So get to the end and he drops the belt and he's like, what do you think? I guess I'm watching WWE Raw from here on out. Right. So I'm watching the thing and he comes out and they give him the flowers, which is customary. And he dishonored himself by throwing it into the crowd. And I was like, you have me already. I'm like, I'm in. Like, I am full in. And then he's wrestling him. And, oh, and they're throwing streamers in the ring.
Yeah.
And he's like, get this garbage out of here. He's like kicking it. And I'm like, I love this. And then during the match, he had him, I don't know what you would call it. He was on top of his back and was pulling his head back, like maybe a chin lock or something like
that. Sure.
And he's like yelling into the crowd, I hate this country and everyone in it. And I'm like, this is the best. And then at one point he got Finn Balor on his knees and he went off the ropes and came behind him. And you think he's going to do this devastating move. And he just stops and puts him in another chin lock and yells, yeah, that's right. I do what I want. I do what I want. And I'm like, yes. And then he lost the belt. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And then after.
Now, the other thing that I would be remiss in doing is that in the course of the match, when he does John Cena's moves to Finn Balor.
Yes, the 5-knuckle shuffle, or as I call it, the you smell bad.
Right. And now another thing is, and again, well, we'll get back to your story. So
I'm sorry. I'm all
you
over.
Know, and again, this is not like I'm revealing some sort of super secret. He's very public about it. And it was on ESPN Sports Center, I think. So, as you're aware, John Cena does the U.S. Open Challenge for the U.S. title.
Right. He was telling me about that as I was.
Okay. And that's how Kevin Owens debuted on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he knew he was debuting on Raw. His wife knew he was debuting on Raw. His son, who likes his dad as a wrestler, but as most like under 10-year-old boys do, loves John Cena. So his wife is taping his son, watching WWE Raw, watching John Cena, and then all of a sudden his dad comes out on TV to fight his favorite wrestler, and the kid goes out of his mind.
That's fantastic.
Right.
That is. So as this is going on, he tells me that, now that they're going to have another match because Cena, the challenge came out and he beat Cena, right? That's
right. He beat Cena the first time and then Cena beat him the second time.
So as the fancy gentleman said, the third match, which is the elastic bout, as they call it.
Even you as a non-traditional sports fan know it's called the rubber match. Stop being silly.
It's the elastic bout. So I'm looking forward to that. And then he was like, would you like a quick history of him in NXT? And I was like, yeah. He's like, basically, he showed me how he came up with his best friend. And he came out, he showed me his first match, and showed me where his nose got broke.
Yes.
In the first match, he's like, and Kevin's nose has been crooked ever since. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he was like, he didn't show me anything else, but he showed me the highlight reel before him and his best friend's match for the belt, I guess.
Sami Zayn, yes.
Sami Zayn, and I like the promo where he's, I don't know if you could tell, I'm all in on Kevin Owens.
All right, right.
I'm just like, what's his name? Sami Zayn?
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn's like, Sami Zayn, you know, is a legend in the independent wrestling, and he's been to Rome, he's been to Japan. Well, guess what? Everywhere he's went, I've been too, and I'm like, this guy, and he can do, because I hadn't seen him do a promo. I've just seen him wrestling, and I'm like, holy shit, he can cut a promo too. I'm like, when does his baseball card come out? I want that. I'm like, give me it all. So
I might have to make a DVD of some stuff for you.
No, because he betrayed his best friend. Like, He beat up Cena. He didn't shake his hand. He threw flowers into the crowd. I'm like, what more isn't evil about this guy? And I love it. I'm all in. I keep saying it. I don't get excited about wrestlers much, but Kevin Owens might be Stone Cold, Hogan, Rock, and Flair all rolled into one for me. He's the best wrestler ever.
Did you get a chance to see Raw from this past week?
No, because due to events, I didn't get to watch it at my house. I had somewhere to go and don't have TiVo or anything like that, so
So, you know, what had happened on Raw this past week was, you know, John Cena does his U.S. Open challenge. Steen comes out and he's like, I know we're scheduled to wrestle on the next pay-per-view.
Steen?
But, Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Sorry. Whoops.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I honestly don't know what you're talking about, so.
All right. So, his real name's Kevin Steen.
Oh, okay.
Right. Owens comes out and he's like, hey, we're going to wrestle now. Screw the pay-per-view. Let's do it. And then Cesaro comes out. Another good wrestler. Another buddy of mine.
Is he the guy who does the leg swing? He grabs him by the leg and spins around and then drops him on their back?
Yes.
Okay. He's the one who looks like Jason Statham. Yeah, I got it.
Yes. So he comes out and he says, slow your roll there, Kevin Owens. Last week I had the match with Cena and I almost beat him and you knew I was going to beat him. That's why you interfered and cost me the match.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm going to beat him and you're going to have to wrestle me at the pay-per-view and you might be able to beat him, but you ain't going to be able to beat me. So him and Cena proceed to have a unbelievable match. And then off camera, you know, Cena does his usual rah-rah, putting Cesaro over, so on and so forth. What's going on with Cesaro in the world of professional wrestling is another kettle of fish. But it certainly seems as though they're positioning whatever happens after the pay-per-view, whether Steen Owens wins the U.S. title or not. It certainly seems as though they may be programming him in a situation against Cesaro, which I'm all about that as well.
See, I don't know about any of that. I just want to see Kevin Owens mow through anybody. That's right. All I want. And what was I was thinking, me and him were actually joking. I was like, and it was funny. I was like, so when you think Kevin Owens actually gets up there, do you think Vince will ruin him? And the best part of it was he looked at me, didn't even flinch. He goes, oh yeah. He goes, he'll do.
Now
we were joking that he'll make him like a retired investment banker who lost all his investments and came in to make more money wrestling, and he's got a stutter and stuff like that. It'll be the dumbest thing ever when they should just do whatever they're doing with him here. And I hope they don't mess with them.
Well, and that's the thing, of course. He already is up there, right, as it were. And this is who he is.
Right. No, I know. We were just joking.
Right. So, because he is one of Triple H's, like, pet projects.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless something very untoward happens to Kevin Owens, and I don't think anything untoward is going to happen to Kevin Owens, he is going to be this character until he turns babyface, and then by then he'll still be the same guy, just people will be cheering him instead of booing him.
Right. Like I said, I think he has that attitude that right. can just work any which way. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just me, but I'm a rube when it comes to wrestling, so.
Listen, anything that gets people into wrestling is all right by me.
Okay.
So Todd actually had an agenda with today's episode.
Sorry, I went off on a tangent about Kevin.
No, it's okay. I like talking about wrestling. The less time I spend on this, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Only because how can I put this without getting myself into too much trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Directly but indirectly. So Twitter used to, at the top, there was a time on Twitter where on your phone or even on your PC or whatever, you would always get like sponsored ads popping up,
right?
For the longest time. And prior, to today's day and age of Twitter, where if you get a sponsored ad, there's like a little tiny X that you can see in the bottom corner of it to get rid of it.
Right.
And it'll say, did you not want this? Is it offensive? Is it this? Is it that? And it'll never show up again. In the past, to do that, what you had to do was block the specific account, right? So because I didn't want, you know, let's say Pepsi 1,000 times or ads for The Apprentice popping up on my thing, I just blocked all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just didn't want to see them. So that's how I got rid of a lot of that stuff. Very rarely do I actually block a legitimate person. The only time that I block a legitimate person is if they tag me in something and are saying something very negative.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's one of those bots. Like, and again, you might see this sometimes as someone who kind of watches what happens on Twitter. I see it quite a bit. The bot that will follow you. And then if you don't follow it, it'll unfollow you.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, it'll do the same thing.
Okay.
There's a ton of different bots that do that sort of thing. Or the bots that just put pornography out.
Right.
Okay, those are the things that I typically block on Twitter. Very rarely do I block an actual real person. And it's usually, like I said before, someone who is tagging me in something, saying something directly negative about me.
Mm-hmm.
There are people on Twitter, however, who, if you just simply disagree with them, they will block you.
Right.
There are people who probably are not right and are probably a little dishonest in their beliefs and possibly very hypocritical,
mm-hmm,
who block people because they don't agree with what they say. There are some people who will go around and ask mutual friends why you, and by you I mean me, are such a big asshole.
Ooh.
Again, I keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say nothing.
Got ya.
So then, one of these people may or may not have tweeted out something that said, paraphrasing here, that if they block me, and by me I mean you, the royal you,
mm-hmm,
it's not because they're a coward, it's because you're shoot trash.
Mm-hmm.
This is a person who had blocked me months ago,
right,
and somebody had pointed out to me just kind of like, ha ha ha, So it's just so funny. So now I'm officially worked trash. I'm not shoot trash.
Oh, you worked trash. I got you.
Yes. But yeah, so that's you know, that's how that goes. Like I said, I'm sure there are people out there that can come back and say, well, you blocked me because of this and you blocked me because of that. And by all means, you can. And I'm sure I could find a legitimate reason of you posting like giant, gaping, distressing porn on my timeline. I'm gonna I'm gonna block you because I don't need to see that.
Right.
That's just me.
Right.
But again, the majority of mine are like those porno bots, the regular bots, and then like, you know, the Dumb and Dumber 2 movie is blocked.
Mm-hmm.
The NBC show about a boy is blocked.
That one seems a little, you know, pushing it. Come on.
Right. Gatorade is blocked. The TBS show Deal With It is blocked. and like, it was just things of like, I'm seeing your ads popping up, and this is how I need to get you to stop having the ads come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking through my list of blocked people is actually in betwixt Kevin Owens making his transition to the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
As he was getting ready to debut, somebody went and created a fake Kevin Owens Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
To which Kevin Owens said, hey, this person here isn't me. Everyone go block them.
And I guess it happened.
Yes. So that's all. That's what I've been up to.
Got you.
So wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Are we next time World Wrestling Entertainment comes to the first, what is it called up by me? I still call it the First Union Arena. It's not, it hasn't been the First Union Arena for years.
What?
The place up in Wilkes-Barre.
The Mohegan Sun Arena.
The Mohegan Sun Arena. Next time the World Wrestling Entertainment comes to town, mm-hmm. I think we might be going.
Do you mean we or just you and your family?
Well, both.
Oh, okay.
The last time that they were there, it was for a SmackDown taping, and I could have went,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, it's Tuesday night because they tape SmackDown on Tuesdays.
They do?
They do.
It's not live?
No.
Oh.
Raw is live. We used to get Raw, but we're a C town these days, Todd.
What? But we have a casino.
When WWE was on the balls of their ass a couple years back, and business wasn't as up as it was, we were a B-town, so every now and then we would get Raw, but we still got SmackDown, but now we just get SmackDown and house shows because we're a C-town.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an A-town, you get pay-per-views, Raw, SmackDown, house shows. If you're a B-town, you get Raw, SmackDown, house shows. If you're a C-town, you get SmackDown and house shows. If you're a D-town, you just get house shows.
Wow. So we're a C?
We're a C-town these days, right. Yes. So, and it's like, it's a Tuesday night. They run late because they don't start taping until like 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then there's like extra stuff that they tape and blah, 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 blah. And then, April was like, maybe next time they come, we'll take Asa. And I'm like, the person who you've been trying to shield that wrestling exists for our entire life. Sure. Let's take them.
Okay.
So if they come again and it's a SmackDown, we might be recording the show late.
We might be recording from the Mohegan Sun.
Right, we might be recording a live on location SmackDown review of Longbox Heroes.
That's right.
All right. So I think we did a good episode of this, huh?
I think we did.
Yeah, so just real quick, since there may be people who only listen to this, of course, head over to iTunes, leave us a review, longboxheroes.com. These shows go up every Thursday. Subscribe, whether it be through iTunes or Stitcher. This is the truncated show, so you get the truncated plug. Follow us when you see us, and thanks for listening.
That's right. Podcast, Todd, podcast.